the music of singer and guitarist Sidi Touré is steeped in the folkloric traditions of the Sahara Desert. Touré's hometown, Gao, is officially part of Mali, although it's currently held by rebel forces. Reviewer Banning Air says Touré's new album, Koima, both reflects the region's rich history and offers some perspective on the struggle now unfolding there.
It's easy to romanticize the Sahara, a vast expanse of sand organized around the northern reaches of the Niger River. The music we're hearing is part of that romance. It's desert chamber music, harking back to the glory days of the Sahrai Empire, which ruled from the city of Gao in the 15th and 16th centuries. Many of Sidi Touré's songs express nostalgia for that bygone era. Today, one might also feel a hankering for the peaceful coexistence this region's people enjoyed until recently. In March, rebel forces swept the city of Gao into a self-proclaimed Tuareg homeland they're calling Azawad. The sedentary Sahrai and the nomadic Tuareg have lived side by side for centuries and share much, including in recent times, a reputation for creating highly distinctive guitar music. Sahrai music is delicate and rhythmically complex, and when Sidi Touré plays and sings on his own, you can feel him channeling ancient folklore through the modern filter of an acoustic guitar. A couple of songs on Koima make a nod to the blues, an easy leap for this dry, dusty, lonely music. Maybe the most beautiful thing about Sahrai music is its multi-layered rhythms, where different tempos and even time signatures coexist in a subtle, shifting flow. That mysterious duality is endlessly fascinating to the ear, and also a fitting metaphor for the current cultural drama unfolding in and around Gao. In music and in life, contradictory truths coexist, and the challenge is to find a balance, as Touré does so beautifully on Koima.
Banning Air is senior editor at afropop.org. He reviewed Koima by Sidi Touré. This is NPR.